with some final words before we get to week 7 games, knowing you probably will not hear this until after the Jaguars-Saints game on Thursday night, so please factor that in. It's just a production and distribution situation. Good luck this weekend. Let's just talk about some fantasy stuff. This is episode 38 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters, $6 drinks all day, every day. And remember, on the 4th of each month, specials like 83-cent wings to celebrate the 40-year anniversary of Hooters. Visit a Hooters near you. More than double digits worth of locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. We were at one on Hillsborough Avenue for our draft just before the start of the season. Very memorable draft night. We're going to get together, talk some fantasy, watch some football among podcast and Foundation League players at some point later this season at a Hooters location to represent the podcast as well. Hooters, proud sponsor and presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Something I haven't done this season, I wanted to do something different rather than reviewing, say, top 10, top 12, top 15, whatever, by position. And still just so much as we talk on Thursday morning, so much to be determined as it relates to key injuries for the upcoming weekend. Not a lot of closure, a lot of questionables that may come right down to either game time decisions or inactive or not inactive 90 minutes before the start of play for so many key players. And then you factor in bye weeks. I know that in the foundation this week, half of my projected starting lineup is simply not available to me. Both starting running backs potentially due to injury. We know Williams is out for the Rams. McCaffrey, don't know. Burrow's on bye. Higgins is on bye, although he hasn't been performing, whether it's the rib injury or it's not the rib injury. And even my kicker from the Dallas Cowboys is on bye this week as well. One of the things, and we've sort of touched on it as we've gone along this year, look, my 21st century standardized, modernized scoring settings are yardage-based. I feel being yardage-based is better than PPR, and I've explained the reasons why. But still, you know, the early days of fantasy football, there weren't points for yards, fractions, bonuses. It was who scored. And then there was a correction in fantasy football to say, hey, just because a guy doesn't score doesn't mean he shouldn't score fantasy points. And we've been in that spot for a while now. But can we all agree? It helps. It helps when your players actually get into the end zone, or your kickers actually kick field goals rather than just kicking extra points. So I just took some time today to look ahead. It's less of a look ahead to week 7 and more of a, what are we doing here? It's a lineup of players that have a high percentage of ownership in Yahoo leagues. You may own one of these players. You may own multiple players. And it's kind of the through 6 weeks, what are we doing here? If you're starting this player, why are you starting them? And to take it a step further, why are you rostering this player? You might want to think twice about that depending on the situation, depending on what else is available. So rather than look at the top of the board and who's scoring the most, because most people know that, let's look way down the list at touchdowns, and then we'll get to a quick thought on kickers. I've mentioned this guy before. We'll get to a quick thought on kickers and just who isn't kicking field goals that has high ownership. At the quarterback position, one guy really stands out because he's not producing touchdowns. And you can bring up the case of Derek Carr, and I get that, although Carr has had an injury. Yeah, Lamar's only thrown for five, but suddenly he's running for them again. So the four pushes Lamar back up the board. Kenny Pickett, yeah, not great there. But Kenny Pickett's only rostered in 19% of Yahoo leagues. Derek Carr is only rostered in 33% of Yahoo leagues. But a quarterback in my scoring settings that is actually QB27. Granted, he's had a bye week, so we're talking total points here. But Geno Smith, this was the point last year where I said to Tom Brady owners, it might be time for you to consider picking up another option. And that option was Geno Smith. This was where, actually a little earlier than this, I think it was more like week three, week four last year, was talking on the podcast, hey, pay attention to Geno Smith. He's putting up points more than Tom Brady. Might want to pick him up and then maybe make the switch a couple weeks down the road. This year, it's the opposite for Geno Smith. He has only thrown for five touchdowns in five games. He has three picks, so that subtracts some points. Not getting you anything to supplement those points on the ground. He's tucked it under 12 times for a total of 42 yards, no touchdowns, 1 2-point conversion. He's rostered in 78% of Yahoo leagues. And I mean, his numbers are almost as bad as Mac Jones. Mac has more picks. Mac has two lost fumbles. I mean, the company he keeps right now, in my scoring settings, he has Mac Jones. I mean, Zach Wilson is just below him. Mac Jones is just below him. Anthony Richardson in what, two-plus games put up more points. Daniel Jones is hovering just beneath him. But the ownership, 78% of owners in Yahoo leagues own Geno Smith. Kind of the reverse of last year where Geno, we suggested, was the option instead of Tom Brady. You might want to start looking for an option instead of Geno Smith. Okay, let's look at running backs in terms of how we want to do this. Yeah, with touchdowns. And let's see, all players running back. I would love if my points cooperated when I'm trying to pull up who has the most. There we go. We all know Raheem Mostert leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns and McCaffrey is second. 23 running backs have scored two rushing touchdowns or more through 6 weeks. I think it's, let me do the quick math here. That's 27. And then, yeah, 30 running backs have scored exactly one rushing touchdown. And you obviously want more than that through the first 6 weeks of the season. So I'm focusing on those running backs who aren't scoring rushing touchdowns. And there's two. So as we're putting together the what are we doing here starting lineup, we have our quarterback in Geno Smith. What are we doing here? Because we're 6 weeks in and you're not producing basic touchdowns for me. What are we doing here as it relates to the running back position with Najee Harris? We've touched on him. This is the second year in a row. We know he touches the ball a lot. But he can't get in the end zone. Even last year, he was getting in the end zone in a disappointing year. So far this year, despite 95% ownership in Yahoo leagues, many people drafted him to be no worse than an RB2. Picked him in the first, what, three rounds? Four rounds, maybe? Najee Harris, 63 carries, 247 yards. No touchdowns. Receiving, gets you nothing. Five catches, 37 yards. No touchdowns. No two-point conversions. What are we doing here? 95% ownership in Yahoo leagues. 68 touches of the football. No touchdowns. The other one who also has high ownership that even I'm like, what am I doing here? As it relates to, and there's a caveat on it. I mean, you can go one of two ways. Let me bring up Alexander Mattison. He's touched the ball 100 times this year. He has two touchdowns, both via the air. 82 rushes, 320 yards, no rushing touchdowns. If you're taking over for Dalvin Cook, Dalvin Cook got those rushing touchdowns. Sure, he was tackled for no loss, or worse, a significant percentage of time. But often on the goal line, he got it in the end zone. Mattison is not. This is one of a handful of reasons why the Vikings are not winning games this year, the games they won last year. So Mattison has scored twice. He has 18 receptions for 104 yards and those two touchdowns. He also has a lost fumble. But 82 times he's carried the ball, zero rushing touchdowns. And the other one you can make the case for, and he's missed some time due to injury, but is Javonte Williams worth the wait? In Denver, 48 carries, 190 yards, no rushing touchdowns. 11 catches for 51, no receiving touchdowns. Ownership on Javonte Williams, 90%. Ownership on Alexander Mattison, 95%. I would imagine for many of you, they're not in your starting lineups. It may be getting to the point where if you can't trade them off for something of value, you might be able to use the roster spot in a better way. Wide receivers. So nobody is scoring points in any way better than Tyreek Hill, but there is the boring, the quiet wide receiver one in Stephon Diggs with 620 yards and five touchdowns, running second to Tyreek Hill. We have how many wide receivers? 45 wide receivers have two receiving touchdowns or more. I'm to 75 with at least one, and now I'm at 80, 81, 82, 83. 85 wide receivers, just talking wide receivers here, 85 wide receivers have one touchdown in the NFL through 6 weeks. So who has none? What are we doing here? In a highly rostered wide receiver that can't score. And a familiar name pops up, and we just talked about the Broncos, and there's Jerry Jeudy. And I acquired Jerry Jeudy last year, a few weeks into the season, and I couldn't move him. And finally I moved him in like a multiplayer deal where I kind of had to hide him. This guy's just a real enigma. I mean, maybe his problems are that he's on the Denver Broncos, but gosh, you have to think his problems are his. So Jerry Jeudy, rostered in 76% of Yahoo leagues this year, 20 receptions, 222 yards, no touchdowns. It's just a carryover from last year. You know, kind of like Najee, for those of you that I guarantee you people that drafted Najee high this year didn't own him last year. I guarantee you people that drafted Jerry Jeudy this year didn't own him last year because the rest of us were jaded. I've never owned Najee Harris, but I kind of find his data fascinating from 2021, 2022, 2023. So Jerry Jeudy is a wide receiver. You can't start him at this point. Why are you rostering him? Notice I'm trying to stay away from rookies here because there's a learning curve. I could put some rookies in this, but I'm not going to do it. There are other guys I can use. So we want one other wide receiver for our starting lineup. You know, it's Michael Thomas of New Orleans. You know, at what point are you not banging this drum anymore? That he's not the Michael Thomas of, what, 2017, 2018? 31 receptions this year, 329 yards, zero touchdowns. Rostered in 82% of leagues. Derek Carr can't get Olave the ball. If he can't get Olave the ball, he's not going to get Michael Thomas the ball. Saints aren't scoring a lot of points. Saints offense, Saints are a lot like the Jets, right? Defense, but they have this highly paid free agent quarterback. I know he battled the shoulder injury, but it's just not clicking. I'm not surprised. It's not clicking. So what are you doing? 82% Yahoo ownership of Michael Thomas, and what are you getting in return? Let me give you a tight end, and this could look really bad if he goes off on Thursday night, and then you hear this podcast and say, huh, yeah, that wasn't the case, but let's talk about Evan Engram with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Evan's touching the ball quite a bit in the Jaguar offense, like he did last year. Not getting in the end zone. From what I've watched, doesn't look like he's much of a first read near the red zone. As Etienne's value goes up and Ridley's value it's good. You know, the other guy scoring is Kirk or Zay. It's not Evan Engram. 36 catches, 301 yards, no touchdowns. Rostered in 96% of leagues. A majority of those are tight end mandatory. Look, I know tight ends don't score a lot of touchdowns, but Evan Engram is the glaring zero here among the tight ends. Where, you know, Sam Laporta is available instead, you might want to consider making that switch. And the last one I want to bring up is a kicker, and we've talked about him. And this year, in both my leagues, and I wasn't the first to draft a kicker, but in both of my leagues, I drafted this guy. And I said, I'm finally going to own this guy. He's awesome. And he's just not being used. And I thought the Raider offense would do enough to get him in field goal position because you still have Adams. You still have Jacobs. Garoppolo wins his share of games. He's kind of the poor man's player, Mike Tomlin. You're like, what's his record? As Tomlin has never had a losing record as a head coach. And this was worse until a little recently. Daniel Carlson just doesn't kick enough field goals. He's not being given the opportunity to kick field goals. He's kicked 9 field goals all year and 9 extra points, and that's it. He had 4 against the Patriots. Now that's more like it. He had a total of 5 all year until he got 4 against the Patriots. So as Justin Tucker, who would have been on this list, got off it, and I made the comment on the podcast earlier this week, someone reminded John Harbaugh in like on the plane to London. He was like, why is Justin traveling with us? Coach, he's still on the team. And Justin was used amazingly. So was Daniel Carlson. So maybe this is a good sign because Carlson is rostered in 78% of Yahoo leagues. But I got off him weeks ago. And ironically, I got off him for Brandon Aubrey, who again missed his first extra point of the year and was like, here we go again in Dallas, and has done nothing wrong since. And Greg in the podcast league cut Justin Tucker I believe, to pick up Jake Moody of the Niners, and I picked up Tucker. Now, 1 week, I benched Tucker and played Fairbairn instead. Last week, I should have played Tucker. I played Fairbairn. Now Fairbairn on bye. Cut him. Tucker is in my starting lineup after last week, but Daniel Carlson is the what are we doing here? Although there is momentum after 1 week. We'll see what it means. One of the toughest stadiums to kick in is Chicago, right? The two toughest stadiums to kick field goals in, Chicago and Pittsburgh. And Daniel Carlson's in Chicago this week. So I have no momentum to pick him up, even to replace Brandon Aubrey if he's available in that particular league. So the what are we doing here through 6 weeks in terms of this is your job as a quarterback to throw touchdowns. This is your job as a running back to rush for touchdowns. This is your job as a pass catcher to catch touchdowns. This is your job as a kicker to kick field goals. The lineup through 6 weeks that makes you think twice: Geno Smith, Alexander Mattison, Najee Harris, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Thomas, Evan Engram, a tight end, and Daniel Carlson. We'd love to talk about any of yours where you're saying, Todd, what do I do with this guy? Or this guy's on waivers. Do I make room for him? Send me your personal situation as it relates to decisions like this at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Remember, $6 drinks all day, every day, and on the 4th of each month, the 40th anniversary specials are worth your attendance. Thanks to Hooters for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Good luck this weekend.